Let us pray together, please. Almighty and eternal God, we come before you with a sense of relief, knowing that the greatest tragedy the world could ever devise has not been possible to overcome your omnipotence, because although man thought to kill Jesus, despite his loveliness and perfection, he is alive today. We celebrate today knowing Jesus was resurrected, and as we read in Scripture, he is now restored to his rightful place, having ascended into heaven, there to make intercession for those who believe that his sacrifice was for them. We would not in any sense forget what happened on Friday, nor your own agony, dear God, of your separation from Jesus while he was in the tomb, dependent on your power to raise him to life again. But today our hearts leap with joy at the thought that physically man can hurt him no more, and we're excited that everything that can be done to secure our eternity in heaven has been done, and that the offer of salvation is promised to everyone who will accept Jesus as their Saviour. Indeed, we think of people we are going to meet when we leave this service, people who have not accepted Jesus, and knowing they can be reconciled to God forever by just one step of faith in Jesus. Oh, dear God, teach us holy impatience, that the gospel message might ever be on our lips for their sake. May our hearts burn within us with a desire to increase your kingdom here on earth, and in preparation to inherit your kingdom in heaven. This we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. As we continue to pray, let us ask for the Spirit of the living God to fall on us. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Break me, melt me, mould me, fill me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me.